Boys, welcome back. It is season three of the Lev Bell Likes the Hot Box podcast. Year, I don't even know, 9, 8, 7 of the league itself. And we are back, baby. We are back in full force. And I'm back with Zach.
Glad to be back.
Big Booty Butler himself.
That's right. Glad, long off season. Just ready to get back into this pod. I was really looking forward to it, like, all week. I was, like, looking forward to just getting back on the pod.
All week this week? Or all week last week?
All week. Every week since we ended, basically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was on hiatus. I was not thinking about the podcast all summer, if I'm being brutally honest.
Well, just another good excuse to get 45. Well, we're trying to do 45 this year. We're trying to cut down on the pod length, but
yeah, CT ESPN requires us 45-minute podcasts only this year. The big bosses say we don't have the overhead to pay for over an hour of podcasting each week.
Yeah, but more airtime guy equals more ad time for more revenue.
That's true. Our viewership is up. Just kidding, it's not. But we'll see if it is after this podcast for season three. Actually, if you want to go over the analytics real quick, I know none of you guys have real background in this because only I do, but I'll have you know, all time, the Lev Bell Likes the Hot Box podcast has been downloaded 766 times.
That's a way.
I got to say, that's pretty amazing. Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Kind of a lot. Yeah. So,
wow.
Yeah. Our most listened to episode is the very first episode when it was just me.
The introduction. Yeah, wow.
2 years ago, September 20th, 2022. 52 downloads. Second most listened to episode, Donald's Destruction. That was a great episode.
That is a good episode. So, yeah. If you know anyone looking for selling some ads, you have our number.
I really would love this to become our full-time job. Can you imagine? Us just giving shit fantasy football advice.
I wouldn't say shit. It's more...
No, it's amazing. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
We know that everybody here loves it, so everybody else in the world could also love it.
Yep. It's true.
They just have to find out about us. But yeah. It's season three, and we're here.
We are.
I can't believe we're here.
Glad to be back. Hopefully we're looking for a more energetic, less depressed Zach as a co-host this year.
Yeah, I think at least probably our last six episodes were about how depressed we both were, or at least you.
Right.
But the new season brings hope. Anything is possible. And spoiler alert, although it's not a spoiler, you're already 1-0. So,
Two wins away from my win total last year. So we're off to a flying start.
Incredible. Incredible. Okay. So, yeah, just a few little admin things to run over real quick before we get on. We are sponsored by CTESPN this year. We are going to be live on the CTESPN networks. Every Tuesday or Wednesday, depending on schedules. The boss himself
working on getting AB on the pod.
Boss himself is a little busy. He wants to see what kind of numbers we've put up first before he comes on. But if we do good, he might come on himself. We are going to be having our weekly AB tweet of the week breakdown segments. We're still looking at some prospective new segments this year as well. Mailbag is back, Ramblings obviously back, and then obviously the reviews from the past week of games, the preview for next week, and the waiver segment. And is there anything else I'm forgetting? Our awards, that kind of goes in with the review of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the schedule we're going to stick to. Yeah. Maybe, again, maybe one or two other segments in there, depending on how things shake out. But that's what we're going to start with. So, Guy, any ramblings so far for you this year?
That's a good question. No ramblings, but I will start off with saying the draft, destination draft, was amazing. Like, shout out to Alex, was a really good host in allowing, and Doug for allowing to use his house for the draft. Just a great weekend. Great to see everybody. I know we didn't get to see the entire league, but we got half of us there.
Yep.
It was a great time.
It was a great time. I'll second that too. Yeah, I think that's a good place to start. Definitely a success. Definitely something I think we should try to do every year if we can, whether it's in OC or somewhere closer for people to get to or where. I don't know, because it was amazing. And it was great drafting so late and then being able to watch the games like together the first week, because we were all playing each other, all of us that were there too. So it was fun, just to the highs and the lows. Was a very, very, very good time. So even if we don't like draft, if the draft date doesn't end up working like on, you know, the kickoff of the season or the day before or whatever, we could draft like, you know, earlier, but then go somewhere for the first week of the season games just to watch them. Cause boy, that was a good time. And I need a full body cleanse after the last couple days.
Oh, I'm already on the diet, man.
Yeah.
A lot of beverages consumed, a lot of greasy.
Many a beverage consumed.
Greasy meals eaten.
Seafood, for those of us who like seafood, which is not me. But Jared, Matt, Alex, all lovers of seafood. Eric as well.
It was worth it, though. It was worth it.
It was a great time. It was a great time. Yeah, so shouts Alex, shouts Doug for hooking us up. And shouts everybody that came and everybody that couldn't come. I know y'all wanted to be there. Shouts to Donald, actually, who just got married literally last week.
Yes.
And was probably a big reason why I couldn't be there. Shouts to Pap, who got married in June. We were able to attend that wedding. That was a great time.
Yep.
And yeah, that puts 8 out of the 10 of us in marriages now. So, just me and Jared. Oh, shouts Jared, I guess. New girlfriend.
Yeah.
Something.
And she's not a mom.
Not a mom.
Under the age of 40. That's good. That's big news.
Something really tragic and heartbreaking and yet exciting for Jared at the same time.
So, as Alex pointed out in our group text, he's moved on to older sisters.
Yes, exactly. You got to go somewhere. Mom, the older sister pathway, that's a classic one.
All good things must come to an end.
Yes, yes, indeed. So we can monitor that situation throughout the year as it goes.
Yes.
And yeah, I don't know. I'm just excited. I'm freaking excited. Guy, you know how many drafts I did, mock drafts I did.
We prepped for a while.
We prep for a long, long time.
Yep.
So I was hyped. I mean, it's almost a week now. It's Tuesday night we're recording this. We drafted last Wednesday.
Do you think our mock drafts were fairly accurate or are we totally off? I haven't really gone back to compare.
I have not compared either.
I feel like we were right about running back heavy. People were way willing to overdraft running backs on ADP, which I kind of expected, but we were right about that.
Yeah. I also don't know how to go back and look at that on the sleeper app. So
I think we were pretty spot on with some of the guys we thought would fall too, especially like Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs fell in our draft.
He did.
He was probably kind of fading him.
The biggest
fall. I don't think we ever faded him as far as he fell.
Yeah.
But someone like him, we thought would fall. Someone like Zay Flowers, we thought would fall.
Yeah.
I think that's all I can think off the top of my head.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I wish if I can figure out how to go back and look at the mock drafts, I'd let you know. But just looking at it right now, I don't know how to look at the mocks. But I think we did a pretty good job. I mean,
yeah,
just it's hard to know the league all the time, but we've been doing this for a while, so we kind of know how we each other draft. And I think it helped a little bit. I think I only tilted like twice during the draft. And that was in the third round when I went with a strategy that I literally changed the morning of and went triple RB, which I had not done at all in any of my mocks in the 2 months that I was prepping. And
I pretty much stayed on what I...
Yeah, I think you yeah.
What I was mocking.
You might have changed one or two players in the middle to end rounds, but yeah.
There was a couple players that I was looking at that I thought would fall to me, but they didn't.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. There were only a couple of snipes for me as well.
Yeah. Who's your most annoying snipe guy?
Oh, man. I really wanted Rashee Rice. Or Jaden Reed. I wanted one of those two to come to me in the seventh round, and yes, you took them at the 6-7 turn, both of them. So I was I was pretty upset with that. But I got Xavier Worthy instead, and he had a solid debut, so can't be too upset.
Yeah, I mean, I think Worthy's going to be a good good. He's going to be a boomer bust. I think he's going to be a touchdown dependent receiver. Which, I mean, the Chiefs score a lot of touchdowns, so that could. He can end up scoring maybe 10 touchdowns this year.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Let's go. I'm going to go back and see. I mean, Marvin Harrison got Donald Snipe, Marvin Harrison right in front of me, which I was hoping he would fall, but I was never expecting him to get to me. So
That was probably, I mean, I got to say the first like three or four rounds is probably the highlight of the draft for me every year is just seeing, because it's all the players, all the names that everybody knows. Seeing who's going to take what positions they're going to take, if they're going to take any of those onesie positions. It's just fun. And then just seeing just people like seeing like, oh, please, 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 like with Marvin Harrison. And we begged Pappas to take him. I thought about taking him, but, you know, I never had a mock where he fell to me in the second round. So I was kind of set on what I was going to do. And then Papp didn't take him. And then Don, I think, I don't remember what you were doing, Don, but you were outside and we were just begging you to take Marvin. And Zach was like, dude, if I get Marvin, I'm going to come everywhere. I'm going to come everywhere in this house if you guys let me get Marvin. And I think you were saying that for quite a few picks after Jared didn't take him. And then I think you knew that I probably wasn't going to take him.
I was expecting you to go RB. I thought Donald was going to go Jacobs, so I was kind of concerned because that's who I really wanted, because I just wanted another running back, but I got Marv. That would have been crazy. I think the most person or the person I wanted the most in the late round picks, that this wasn't really a snipe because he got taken like eight picks in front of him, but I really wanted J-Mo. Like, I really wanted him in the 10th, but Eric took him at 10-2.
Yeah.
I like a lot of mocks he got to me in the 10th. So I was kind of expecting him, but Eric liked him and he took him and I was annoyed. But
Yep. Oh, the other thing I got to say too is one, everybody saw your outfit, but the outfit was amazing. And two, the draft board also I loved having.
We got to do that every year. Yeah, now, it's just great to have.
Yeah,
we were looking at it all.
Exactly, it was great to look at all weekend.
We were just going back to it and seeing like how the draft went.
And so today I took it home with me, and today I was unpacking, and I was like, oh. I showed Madison, you know what it was. She was like, oh my god, it's massive. She's like, you know, what are you gonna do? You're gonna put it in your office somewhere? You're gonna hang it up and artwork on the wall? I was like, ooh, I know a space big enough for that. And I went perfect. Took it into the bedroom, put it up right behind our bed in our bedroom. And it just fills up that whole wall. It's massive. It's amazing.
It's still hanging there.
It's still hanging there. Yeah, it's still there. Oh, well. We'll see how long it lasts.
All football season.
If it stays up tonight, it might stay up all year.
It's staying.
But the problem with that, I think, is that it's going to haunt me in my dreams, because I'm going to see the draft results. I'm going to see every player that it could have taken that I didn't,
yeah,
who could have been amazing. So, so yeah, double-edged sword, but no, it was awesome. Going to keep it. It's got the date on it. Yeah, a lot of fun. A lot of fun for sure. So, all right, guy. We are already 16 minutes into this. So, give me your draft grade for everybody for this year.
Let's transition here into a little draft recap quick draft section.
Yeah, yeah.
So just
grade yourself first. You were the first overall pick. The team you ended up with. It's only, you know, week one's over, so you do have some insight into how these players have played.
Right.
So give me a really early season draft grade after week one. I'm going to
give myself, I'm either between a B+ or an A-. I'm going to lean B+ because I think my starters are very solid and probably a league contender, but I don't like my depth that much. Like, my depth, not great. So there, I'm going to leave it with a B+.
Yeah. I think I would give you an A-, actually, just after this first week of games, only because of what Jordan Mason did last night, which we'll get into in the reviews, but completely agree on the depth piece. Your starters are really good. And they, I mean, you're the highest scorer of the week too. Another spoiler. But after your starting lineup, it's pretty bleak. So
it is.
So yeah.
It is.
All right, give me a Donald from the two spot. What are we giving his team?
Looking at this, where Donald started.
Should I read out the names just so everyone has an idea? I can, real quick.
Sure. Yeah, all right, let's go.
Ty Hill, Marvin Harrison, Deebo Samuel, DeAndre Swift, Ramondre Stevenson, David Montgomery, Zay Flowers, Brock Bowers, Nick Chubb, Jaden Daniels, Joe Burrow, Eckler, Tank Dell, keeper, and then Brandon Cooks with his last pick.
Yeah, really, really good receivers. Possibly the best receiver group in the league. Got surprisingly good results from his running backs.
Yep.
In week one.
Two of them.
Now, if one of those guys gets hurt, he's got not much after that. I'm going to give Dot, from what he went three, I'm going to give him a B. Just all B. It's a good team. I actually really like the team.
Yep, I'm going to give him, yeah, keep going.
Just the running backs aren't great, but I think Donald knew that. He went triple receiver to start, so his running backs were never going to be amazing. But I think he did a good job of following up with three guys who, I mean, have the potential to be 10+ points a week. So, solid B.
Yep, I'm going to give Donald a B+, actually. Again, really good receivers. Marvin Harrison didn't have a great week, but really solid receivers, especially having Tank Dell as his keeper. That B+, I think that plus is just that keeper pick from last year, having a good draft last year affecting his team this year. And then his running backs do scare me. I don't know how long that's going to be viable for him, even after a good week one. It's pretty scary. But Brock Bowers looked good. Tight ends were really down this week, so Brock Bowers was actually pretty decent. And then Jaden Daniels, really great pick, really liked that in the 10th. And he was really, really bad in real life. Not really, really bad, but pretty bad in real life for his first game, but amazing for fantasy. So, give you a B+, Don. All right, Pappas from the 3. CeeDee Lamb, Puka Nacua, Nico Collins, Aaron Jones, James Conner, CJ Stroud, JSN as his keeper. Christian Kirk, Kyle Pitts, Tajay Spears, Josh Palmer, Chuba Hubbard, Ezekiel Elliott, Justin Herbert.
I think I'm going to go another B. mean, Puka, obviously Puka's now on the IR, which that hurts. That's your second round pick on IR after game one. But, I mean, he's got good, I mean, really good receivers. I mean, not better than Donald's receiving core, but surprisingly really good week out of his two running backs there. But again, I think the depth on his team is pretty poor. Quarterback CJ Stroud, he's good. It's one of those things. He's good real life, really good real life quarterback. I don't know how he'll do in fantasy. I think he's top, like best case scenario is top 10. And I think getting him in the sixth rounds maybe a tad early for someone who has no rushing upside. So I'll land this. Maybe I'll give it a B-, because I don't like it better than Donald. I'll go B-.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm gonna go a B- as well. I think I would give it the same as Donald, a B+, if Puka Nacua wasn't on the IR currently. So that really hinders, I think, his squad. I actually don't like his receiving depth with Puka being hurt.
Right.
Just looking at what JSN, Kirk, and Palmer did last week was not promising at all.
Yeah, that's pretty scary.
And then same thing for him as well. His running backs really scare me. Kyle Pitts actually had a really good week.
For Kyle Pitts, he had 10 points.
Yeah, so I think that might be a sleeper good pick in the ninth round for him. So, yeah, I'm gonna give it a B-, but we'll see what he
can
do.
I'll tell you what, Zeke actually looked not that bad.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get to watch scored a touchdown. I'm not saying he looked like the old Zeke, but he looked like someone he could play in the flex spot for sure. Yeah,
okay, against the Browns too. Not bad.
Maybe as the season wears on and get banged up. He is older.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that plays out.
All right. Next up from the four spot was myself. Breece Hall, Devon Achane, Kenneth Walker, DJ Moore, Amari Cooper, George Kittle, Xavier Worthy, Deontay Johnson, Jonathan Brooks, Blake Corum, Anthony Richardson, Jordan Love, Zach Charbonnet, Michael Wilson.
Obviously, you know this guy. The receivers aren't good.
Yeah.
The receivers aren't good. The running backs are very good. AR sucks in real life. Well, he's not suck, but man, he's such a hot and cold quarterback in real life, but man, he is very good in fantasy. I'm just very concerned that he's due for an injury the way he plays. And I also saw on Twitter, this man got body slammed and they didn't call it. I feel like he's going to be one of those quarterbacks where the refs like don't call.
Just because he's so big.
He's so big. He's so physical.
And it's like, you got to do that to get him down.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's exactly like Cam Newton. Like, yeah. Cam Newton never got those type of penalties.
Yeah.
I like your first three picks. I like Devon Achane. I think he's going to be really, really, really good for you. Top five. I think he's due for a top five season. Breece Hall, too. I think he might have two top five RBs. And Kenneth Walker is really good, too. Your receivers just scare me. I mean, Caleb Williams looked really bad. I know it's his first start ever. I don't know if DJ Moore is going to be enough for it to be your top receiver there. But maybe, I mean, Deontay Johnson too.
Yeah.
You have some bad quarterback receivers. Mari too. I mean, Deshaun Watson, possibly the worst quarterback in the league behind Daniel Jones. George Kittle's a nice pick. Jonathan Brooks, you might have something there. Just on a bad offense. And then Blake Corum got zero carries. So, I mean, I don't think that's going to be like that going forward, like as the season goes on. But that's also a bit concerning. So,
I need a final grade. Yep.
I'm going to go B.
Yep, that's where I was going to land too. Solid B.
Solid B.
Yeah.
Some good picks, some bad picks, some potential picks.
Yeah, my running backs really high tier, but are dragged down by my receivers who right now are looking pretty mid tier. Yeah, we'll see what happens there. We'll see what happens, and we'll see if AR gets hurt. I'm not concerned at all about his accuracy. I'm only concerned about him getting hurt. So we'll see what happens, I guess. All right. Jared, Corrupt Commish in the five spot. It went Bijan, Etienne, Devontae, Travis Kelce, Pat Mahomes, Drake London, George Pickens, Calvin Ridley, Brian Robinson Jr., Jerome Ford, Devin Singletary, Romeo Doubs, Jalen Polk, and Xavier Leggett.
Yeah, and we got the league low score for the week.
We did.
I might add.
Yeah.
You know, two young running backs that are looking to make a – was this third year? Third year? Or no, Bijan's second year. Etienne's third. Etienne's just one of those guys, man. He's just not very efficient, I don't think. Like, he's so touchdown dependent, and that kind of worries me. Bijan was very much involved. He had a low week, but I think he's going to have a big year. I mean, they were using him in the pass game a lot. I mean, Tyler Algier, I think, only had three carries. So if you're concerned about him stealing touches, I don't think that's the plan. Receiver group is very, very bad. Not very bad, but not good.
Pretty bad.
Pretty bad. Drake London, I mean, that's red flags there. Kirk Cousins look really bad.
Yeah.
That's red flags. Calvin Ridley, red flag. Will Levis sucks. George Pickens, I mean, God, he might be your best receiver, Jared. Really good running back depth, though, I must admit. Really good running back depth.
Yep.
I like Robinson. I like Ford. He got some maybe pop receivers down at the end. B minus for Jared.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a C plus. I like the Bijan pick. I'm not an Etienne fan. I know he gets touchdowns, but his efficiency and his work is just really kind of dreadful. Was last year as well. And we'll talk about that during the review from last week. More on that. Devontae Adams was pretty much off my board. Even though he fell to me at 3-4, I was just not going to take him. Travis Kelce, I think, is on. I talked about this with Jared this weekend, but I think he's just on the downward slope. He's not going to get the receptions that he used to get or the yardage. He'll get touchdowns still, but Rashi Rice plays over the middle of the field in the same exact spots where Kelce used to love to go and just kind of run his own routes. And Rashi Rice is there now. Big body receiver, gets tons of targets. And ever since about the middle of last year, which is when Travis went on a downward trajectory and Rashi Rice went upward and started playing more, that's kind of what happened. We saw Kelce fall in fantasy points and Rice increase, and I really think it's because they're kind of occupying the same space. And on top of Travis just slowing down probably a gear or two, I just don't think it's the consistent points are going to be there. He'll still get touchdowns, but I just don't like the pick.
I want to see the snap count for Kelce. If he are his snaps decreasing?
He played 89. No, he played 89% of the snaps.
Okay. Well.
So you know he's on the field.
I said this because I had him last year. I said this to you a million times, guy. He literally doesn't look like he's trying.
Yeah.
In the regular season, he did in the playoffs. He looked great in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But I literally think he's just taking it easy during the regular season, just to stay healthy, and then goes all out in the playoffs. Which, I mean, fair enough for a 34-year-old tight end.
Yeah,
he's taking a ton of hits, but he's gonna have to be a guy that is scoring consistent red zone touchdowns to be, I think, a value for where Jared took him.
Yeah, yep, fully agree. And then I think his receiving. I already talked about Devontae Adams, but the rest of it. Really hit or miss, and Kirk looked not good, which is worrying for Drake London. So, yeah, he's got, I think he's got options to upgrade that room, So I'm not too concerned about it. But yeah, I'm going to give it a C grade for the draft after this first
I think Jared may have gotten sniped of a lot of players he wanted.
It's quite possible. We know that, man, he got sniped with Kamara.
He threw his arms up in the air a lot during the draft.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. All right. Alex's team from the 106. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Derrick Henry, Joe Mixon, Alvin Kamara, Trey McBride, Terry McLaurin, Keenan Allen, Najee Harris, Zach Moss, Curtis Samuel, Dak Prescott, Jordan Addison, Jerry Jeudy, Jacoby Myers.
Yeah, Alex knows how I feel about his draft strategy. Because, damn, he took too many running backs. He just did. He just did. I know it's important to have running back depth, but at a point, you got to take the best guy available. The Zach Moss pick, in my opinion, not that Zach Moss is a bad player and it's not going to be a good player this year. Why are you taking him? Why are you taking five running backs in the first nine rounds?
Yeah.
That's just not correct. In my opinion, that should not be ever be the case. Alex psyched himself out of not having any running backs last year that he overcompensated so bad this year. He always talked about wanting Jerome Ford, and he had him in the 10th, and he couldn't take him because
it would have been his sixth running back. Running back.
His receivers are so bad.
Yeah, I think it's
Amon-Ra and some guys.
It started with the Najee pick in the 8th round. After he made that pick, I looked at him and I said, "You hate Najee." He goes, "Yeah."
But running backs.
Yeah.
And then he called it with Zach Moss.
Yeah.
I saw that pick and I'm like, "What are you doing?" I literally screamed, "What are you doing?" He's like, "That's just the value's just too good." I'm like, "No, it isn't. That the value isn't too good."
He must have still been on the gummy from the night before.
I mean, yeah, I don't know if he had too many bevies or he took a gummy. Yeah. The receivers just aren't good enough. And he's saying his explanation to this was he can just trade him. And God, he's going to need to trade him, guy. I mean, he just is. He's just going to need to trade him.
He is, because his receivers are scary. At least one of them,
because he's going to need a receiver. I mean, scary receivers. Scary. This might be scarier than his receivers like 2 years ago when it was.
Yeah.
He has Amon-Ra. Amon-Ra had a bad week one. He's going to be good. I'm not even worried about him.
Hero receiver this year.
He is.
So.
Yeah. Well, he got Dak. I like the Dak pick late. 11th round, that's really good value for Dak. I like that. I've told him this a million times. I've told Guy this a million times. Possibly the worst keeper I've ever even seen on Twitter, in every league I've ever seen. This is the worst keeper I've ever seen. I've told Alex this a million times. Who keeps Jacoby Myers in the 14th when his ADP was like, I think, later than that? This man was definitely going undrafted, or he was going in the 14th. Why are you keeping him? You can't keep him next year. Why not take a risk on a guy?
Yep. I don't disagree with you. I have the same feelings. Horrible. Same exact feelings.
Horrible. Horrible. From a horrible fantasy player. C.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a C as well.
Minus. All right.
All right, Blaze from the 107. Went Jefferson, Barkley, Olave, Neighbors, Lamar Jackson, Rashad White, Tony Pollard, Ladd McConkey, Keon Coleman, Jake Ferguson, Caleb Williams, Jalen Wright, J.K. Dobbins, Dallas Goedert. Start me off with a grade first and then go into why.
Okay. Let me look it over through here. You know, I like a lot of his players. Like, he kind of stole a couple that I really was looking at. I'm going to give it a B+. His first two picks are amazing. Like, Jefferson and Barkley could definitely carry him. I think his next two receiver picks are boom-bust guys. there are going to be guys that have really big weeks, and they're going to be they're going to have weeks that are
guys
really bad, like
really really sus quarterbacks. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I mean, really talented Olave and Neighbors. I mean, shit, those are some of the most talented receivers in the league, but they're just their quarterbacks are just dicey. Obviously, you had Rashad White as a keeper. I don't like Rashad White, but in the sixth round, that's really good. He's going to be someone I think that's inconsistent as well. I shit on the Tony Pollard pick at the time. I still don't like it because I don't like Tony Pollard. He did have a decent week, so we'll see how that goes. Then he took two chances on two rookie receivers, maybe. Obviously, Lamar. I don't know if I mentioned him. Great.
Yeah.
So, what I give B plus? I mean, Dobbins in the 13, shit, he looked really good. That could be the seal of the draft there.
Yeah. Very, very true. Oh, yeah.
B plus.
Yeah, I'm gonna give Blaze a B plus as well. Knowingly or unknowingly, I think Saquon could, after week one, shoot for that RB1 spot this year.
He looked really good.
Yeah, quite possible. And then, yeah, Jefferson, I mean, Darnold didn't look bad. So he's got solid two first picks, 3-4, that Olave Neighbors, like you touched on. Same thing. I just don't love it. I like Neighbors more than I like Olave, actually, which is crazy. But I think Olave is just in purgatory. And I think Neighbors is good enough to break out of purgatory more than Olave can. And then same thing with the rest of his draft. Took shots on some rookies, paid off week one. We'll see what happens the rest of the season. Got some keeper potential down there. That J.K. Dobbins pick, yeah, after seeing him run. I didn't even think he was healthy enough to start the year. But, yeah. Great stuff.
He looks fully healthy.
Yeah, I'm gonna give, you know, I'm actually gonna give Blaze just an A.
Yeah, I was thinking about bumping A minus. I'm gonna go A minus.
Yeah, A minus for Blaze. All right, Matty Kent at the 108. Shout out to Matt. Yesterday was his birthday. He turned the big 28.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Matt.
Oh, that's really old, but it's okay.
Yeah, this is pretty ancient. So. It's a little scary that we got an elderly man playing in our league with us, but, you know, it's okay.
It's okay.
So Matt went Jamar Chase, Kyren Williams, Jalen Waddle, DK Metcalf, Dalton Kincaid, Mike Evans, Kyler Murray, Javonte Williams, Brian Thomas, Chase Brown, Trey Benson, TJ Hawkinson, Brock Purdy, and Jermaine Burt.
I'd be scared if I was Matt, to be honest right now. I'd be pretty scared.
Yeah.
About my season outlook.
I'm going to give Matt a B minus on his pick.
I'm either C plus or B minus. I think I'll go B minus. I do like some of his player. Like I think Kyren Williams is going to be really good. Don't know about skipping Saquon for him, but
yeah,
he's going to be good this year. Definitely a top five running back threat. Jamar. I think it's going to get better. God, the Bengals.
Surely it has to. Surely it
gets
to.
A little bit better, but yeah. I don't know. Decent receiver, like pretty good receivers. Mike Evans, man, just so consistent. Dalton Kincaid, I think. I'm not that scared about Dalton Kincaid. I think he's going to be a good player.
I would agree with Tyler. That, except that he played 84% of the snaps. He got two targets in a game they scored 34 points in.
Yeah, but
it's just confusing.
It is confusing, but
so
I wouldn't panic about that yet. Javonte Williams being your RB2, Matt, is frightening. It's very frightening. It's scary. I would have nightmares about it.
He didn't even lead the team in carries.
Yeah. I think Matt's gonna be sniffing the waiver this week for an RB, even though there's none there.
Yeah.
Chase Brown is potentially going to be getting more snaps as the season goes on, but Zach Moss was the clear starter. This is a C in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm still going to hang on to a B minus just because of the upside that he can have with Chase Brown and potentially sure. Trey Benson and TJ Hawkinson as well. And then Brian Thomas, was, I think, a great pick in the ninth round.
Yes.
And he had a really solid week debut. So, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Eric from the 109 went A.J. Brown, Jonathan Taylor, Cooper Kupp, Sam Laporta, Stephon Diggs, James Cook, Raheem Mostert, Chris Godwin, Jalen Warren, Jameson Williams, Christian Watson, Ty Chandler, Jared Goff, and Dalton Schultz.
Man, I'd love to give this an F. I'd love to give it an F because we were Eric haters. This is an Eric hate podcast. But I can't because this is a B plus. This might be an A minus draft. I think I'm gonna go B plus because I don't love the running backs. But his first three picks are very good. Those are gonna be some really good players. Cooper Kupp is a target machine, and especially with Puka out. Oh God, we're looking at 20 targets a game from that guy. I think Sam Laporta is gonna bounce back. It was just a weird week for tight ends. Keep saying that about every tight end.
But it was
really, really weird week for tight ends. His receivers are really good. I mean, who'd I say? I said Donald had the best receiver group. I think Eric might be up there. Really good receivers, not great running back depth, I must say. Raheem Mostert didn't have the usage week one. It's definitely Devontae Chain there. Jalen Warren, even he did not get that much usage. Cordarrelle Patterson's going to eat into him, I think, more than he's going to eat into Najee.
Yep.
Christian Watson, horrible receiver. I don't know why Eric likes him. Eric deserved to get water in the face. We didn't end up doing.
No, it, oh my God, we didn't do the water bets. Yeah, all right, well that's going to have to happen.
Eric claimed that Christian Watson was better than Jaden Reed. I said, Eric, you're crazy. That's a horrible take. He said, fine. Who's going to outscore it? I'm pretty sure Jaden Reed tripled Christian Watson, and Christian Watson had a one-yard touchdown. That's literally the only reason it had any relevancy this week. So, yeah, just not very good. But all right. I'm going to go B+, because I think the running backs could potentially be an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, B plus.
I'm gonna give him an A minus, bordering on an A, actually. Mm-hmm. I think that his running back depth is quite god awful. I think his two starting running backs are very serviceable. I think they're both top 15 guys. I don't think JT has the potential for a top 5, more top 10 range, and then James Cook probably around 10 to 15. But yeah, his receivers, man. I mean, with Puka out, Cooper Kupp is looking like the steal of the draft now, to be quite honest. And with AJ Brown, those two together, really, really nice. He's got Sam Laporta, who I'm sure will do great things this year. Stephon Diggs fell to him at 5'9". He scored this week. But I not that that's fluky. It's just, I mean, I think that's the only way he's going to score points this year, to be honest. I think he's going to get short catches, maybe some touchdowns. So it'll be a risky start in the flex position if he ever wants to start him. Chris Godwin looked pretty good. I kind of categorize him in the same way as Stephon Diggs, but probably getting more yardage overall just because he's the two there. But yeah, depth at running back is definitely a weakness. Jameson Williams could potentially be a really great steal at the 10-2, or it could have been, you know, a huge game that might not translate to the rest of the season, especially because Amon-Ra had absolutely no involvement in the game. So we'll see what happens there. But then Jared Goff, I don't like Eric's strategy. I was going to take Goff as a backup for my Anthony Richardson, because I think, you know, he's got, 15 games at home or in a dome this year, which is where he thrives. But he did not look great week one against the Rams. And I just don't think, I mean, he's just going to be relying on his RB1, RB2, wide receiver 1, wide receiver 2 to carry him every single week, putting up 20 plus points to get him over and win games, because I just don't think Goff, can Goff or his, you know, debatably his flex positions can help him that much there. So that's why I went A- instead of A. Otherwise, really solid team. Hate to say it. But yeah, I think Eric will be competitive this year. So
yeah, I didn't mention Goff. That having his your quarterback is, I guess it's fine, but
I just don't think he should. Eric, I just don't think you should have targeted Goff as your starting quarterback. Like, I think he'd be, you could have, I mean, I think you could have gotten a quarterback in the ninth round or, you know, like Jaden Daniels in the 10th round even. Or even Jordan Love. I mean, Jordan Love's hurt now, but you could have gotten Jordan Love in the 11th or the 12th.
Yeah.
And then you could have taken Goff again. And if Goff played well, you know, you could dump one of the other quarterbacks. So but we'll see what happens. All right. Last but not least, Dolan. And then we got to fly through the rest of this guy. We're at 46 minutes. We are over. We are on our own time, our own money here.
This is the first episode. We had a lot of housekeeping and draft review to do. So this is going to be a longer,
draft review. Yeah, it's important. All right. So Dolan at the 110 went Jahmyr Gibbs, Garrett Wilson, Brandon Ayuk, Jalen Hurts, Mark Andrews, Michael Pittman, Roma Dunze, Isaiah Pacheco, Hollywood Brown, Gus Edwards, Cortland Sutton. I don't even know how you say it. I want to say Adonai Mitchell, but apparently it's Adani. Jared was saying.
They called him Adonai Mitchell in college.
I think it's Adonai. A.D. Mitchell.
Yeah.
David Njoku and Dontavian Wicks. This is one we can talk about because we had such high hopes for Dolan here. Every mock draft, he had an elite team.
This is a C-, in my opinion. Not that – I just think it could have been so much more. I think he had the biggest advantage in the draft, having Isaiah Pacheco in the 8th.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is my least favorite draft. Sorry, Dolan. C-. I think the first two picks are good. Jahmyr Gibbs and Isaiah Pacheco are really solid 1-2 at running back. But damn. He only has one other running back. He has three running backs. That's not okay. That's never okay.
Yeah.
You better pray. You better pray to the Lord that nothing happens to either of your running backs. But because holy shit.
Yeah.
It's going to be bad. And to be honest, I don't even really like his receivers that much.
Yeah, I think the thing for that is the receivers that he took are just kind of smelly.
Yeah, I mean, Garrett Wilson, I think, is going to have a good year. Brandon Ayuk, oh God, he looked rusty last night.
Yeah, he did. And I'm sure that
touchdown.
I'm sure that'll change. But
yeah, I think he's a top 20 receiver.
Outside Jalen of them. Hurts, outside of them is just, ooh.
Are you concerned with Mark Andrews, the usage?
So I've seen a lot of stuff on him, obviously, after Thursday's game.
His backup got 13 targets.
Yeah. We talked about this a lot. I've seen a lot. He played 74% of snaps. Seen a lot of coverage on how the Chiefs were defending him and double and triple teaming him and leaving Zay Flowers and Isaiah Likely and Justice Hill open, who got basically all of the work.
Yeah.
I am a little concerned about Mark Andrews' rest of the season, just seeing how successful that was for the Chiefs. I'm sure it might try to be replicated by some teams. Do I think Mark Andrews is going to be just terrible and fall off a cliff this year? No, I don't. I think he'll be fine. I think he'll get 5 to 7 touchdowns. I think he'll probably fall in maybe the 7 to 10 range at tight end rather than a top 5. Especially just because of, I think they're going to use Likely a lot this year, regardless, anyways. He's probably their third best receiver, second best receiver. It's Andrews, right. Likely, and Flowers, and then Justice Hill.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hit the panic alarm yet, Dolan. We'll see what you do tomorrow when waivers run. And that kind of goes, we can talk about waivers when we talk about Likely, but.
Yeah.
just a little scary taking him in the fifth round for what he could have had. So yeah. I'm gonna give Dolan a C minus here.
Two C minuses, yeah. The Michael Pittman, Roma Dunze is hurt, obviously. Is he on IR? Is he week to week?
He's week to week with MCL sprain.
I don't think he'll has any chance of playing this week. Probably not next week. Maybe the week after that. I just think that was a bad pick. Same with the Hollywood pick. I don't like that pick at all. I think his best pick of the draft might have been A.D. Mitchell, who looks pretty good for a rookie. Jalen Hurts is going to be good. He's going to get a lot of rushing touchdowns, but I don't know about this team.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I was so disappointed in what Dolan's team could have been. I just would have taken another running back in the first three rounds to go with Gibbs and Pacheco, so you would have been set, because he didn't take another running back anyways.
Right.
And he went two onesies back-to-back in the 4-5, and, I mean, he's truly, truly, truly just going to be relying on about four players to put up 20-plus a week to even more so than what we just talked about with some other guys.
But it's just the depth at running back is so scary.
It's non-existent.
He is non-existent.
One. So
yeah, and Gus Edwards is not even a starter.
He split carries with Dobbins, but Dobbins was just so much better than him.
So. Yeah, oh, so much better. He's probably going to get the goal line stuff, but yeah, that's just very, very scary. Very scary.
Yep. Okay. That's the draft review. That's the draft recap.
Yeah.
So let's get into this review of this week's matchups, guy, if you don't mind us. All right. Let's try and fly through them. We're going to start with Michael Pappas taking on Blaze Radosevich. Blaze beating Papp 120.4 to 99.3. Really was kind of no contest throughout the whole weekend. Basically because to start Thursday and Friday, Blaze had Lamar go for 25 and Saquon go for 32, which is just tough to come back from.
Yeah.
And that was the case. So, I think Pep's team we talked about is pretty solid. It's tough with Puka out now. But he was, I think, the fourth highest scorer of the week. So he's got room to play. But he might need to beef up. I don't know. Well, with Puka out, I'm worried about his depth. So we'll see.
Yeah, not much to add. Even with Blaze getting two out of Olave and three out of Jake Ferguson, which he avoided a big injury. I don't think he's going to play this week. I think it was some sort of sprain. So.
Yeah, it was an MCL sprain, just like Adunze. Yeah.
He's got Dallas Goedert on the bench. He can pop up there. Blaze's team looking good.
Yes, indeed it is. His bench, even, Ladd McConkey scored a touchdown. Without that, it would not have been a great week for him. But Tony Pollard scored. He was looking pretty good. So.
Yeah, I was saying J.K. Dobbins was going to be probably a really bad play.
But yeah, you did say
I have to eat my words there. Because damn,
he went crazy.
And what a ballsy play by Blaze. That took balls.
Yeah.
I don't know if he had some insight there. I was like, dang.
Mad props to you, Blaze, for starting J.K. Dobbins in your second flex. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I guess it was him or Tony Pollard probably. Yeah.
But I don't know what gave him confidence to start J.K. Dobbins, but it paid off in a big way.
Works big time. Yeah, worked big time. Pap, I am just worried about his depth, man. I'm just so worried about it. JSN didn't get the involvement that we were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
2 of 19. Only had two targets.
Are you worried about this Christian Kirk?
Yeah, I'm worried about the Christian Kirk. I mean, Gabe Davis and Brian Thomas played majority of the game. They were in the two wide receiver sets. Kirk only played in the three wide receiver sets. So
That's concerning. That's very
scary because he is like the one player that you would lean on this bench to be able to slot into the flex. And
him and
Josh Palmer didn't. Probably. Josh Palmer didn't do it. He got ejected, even actually. Yeah, and Chuba Hubbard definitely didn't do it, even though he was the starter in Carolina. So it might have to be Zeke.
Was that a committee?
Yeah,
Miles. Six rushing.
He had six rushes. Sanders. Miles Sanders. Yeah.
Wow, that's some. Wow, I completely forgot about that man.
Yeah. So, it's a little scary, Pat. It's a little scary, but we'll see what happens. All right. Next matchup of the week. Dolan Hurts Donut. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention the team names. Blaze's team name is Gritty Gritty Bang Bang, and Pap's got CDs TDs.
Titties. Blaze with another really good team name.
Yeah, it's not bad. Not bad at all. All right, so then we got Dolan taking on Donald this week. Dolan Hurts Donut with a nice little donut as his team logo. And then Donald, still the sub 90 dubs, sub 70 L's. Don, you're going to need to change that, buddy, because you won 100.4 to 70.2 this week. And this is when we see that C minus for Donald or for Dolan's team coming in here.
Yeah.
Really gross work. It's Pacheco and Gibbs, which we had no concerns about putting up some good numbers. Jalen Hurts didn't have a great game in Brazil.
Yep.
And then Garrett Wilson, you're going to need more. I mean, first game back for Aaron Rodgers against a really tough 49ers defense. Mm-hmm. I mean, Wilson was like the only target besides Breece Hall.
Lazard.
And then Lazard got some booty time catches and scores.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wouldn't be too concerned. I think it'll get better going forward. And then we talk about Mark Andrews, Gus Edwards, Brandon Ayuk, which will get better as well. But then the bench is just, I mean, you say A.D. Mitchell looked good. He did, but he only had one catch for 2 yards. Yeah, A.R. missed him twice on touchdowns.
Twice, wide open. I saw a stat where he was like top 10 in created separation.
Damn.
So if we can get a little more consistency out of your QB guy.
Yeah.
I mean, again, he's not a very accurate quarterback, so you're going to get that from time to time. Yeah. But he is electric. That one throw he had to Alec Pierce was insane.
Yeah, and then Ashton Doolin as well for his long touchdown was like a freaking rifle. It's crazy. Yep. So, yeah, it's the good and the bad. I think AR only like completed 9 passes, so and he had like over 200 yards. So,
yeah.
And then for Donald's side, started Joe Burrow, but Jaden Daniels is going to be the play. He just had to see, I think, what Jaden Daniels was capable of. And let me tell you, really, really good stuff. 28 points on his bench.
Yeah, he's going to get rushing touchdowns. Did he play that good? No. But he's going to – I mean, it's kind of like AR. Like, he's going to get – he's going to be a good fantasy option because the rushing upside. Yep,
exactly. And then those two running backs you talked about, Ramondre, David Montgomery, putting up big weeks. Don't know how viable that's going to be for the whole season. We shall see. Tyreek Hill putting up a great game after getting freaking arrested before the game. That was insane. I can't believe we didn't talk about that. Craziness. And then the interview with freaking Drew Rosenhaus before the game started.
Also, that really was so
wild. You know, I'm not gonna name any of the players, you know, who got involved and stood for Tyreek, but you know, it's Calais Campbell and blah blah blah.
Yeah,
fucking hilarious.
So good. Are we concerned about Marv?
Yeah, so Marvin Harrison Jr., second-round pick, put up one catch for 4 yards. You know, no, I'm not. I'm not concerned about Marv, but at the same time, I am concerned about Marv just because how they were using him.
So weird.
They were just using him as a downfield receiver. He had 3 targets. And
most of his work at Ohio State was middle-of-the-field routes. A lot of digs, a lot of posts. I mean, I just get him the ball in space. He can make people miss. It was weird, especially that fourth down play there to end of the game.
Yeah, that was all over Twitter.
Why aren't you throwing a jump ball to Marv there? Why are you throwing it to Greg Dortch, who's 5'8" or whatever he is?
Yep.
Which is bad scheme.
It was. I mean, like, I think it'll change. I mean, if not because of what they just saw, I mean, they were competitive against the Bills, which is crazy. Kyler wasn't amazing. He had an okay stat line, but he played like pretty well. He was pretty efficient, pretty conservative.
I think he scored. he played well in the first half, not so much in the second half.
Man, he's got to look at Marv. You just got to get Marv involved.
You got to be scheming stuff for him. I mean,
I think they're going to hear
your most talented receiver.
They're going to hear it from the media. Yeah. They're going to hear it from the fans. So I mean,
they're going to self evaluate. I think this week and be like, dang, that can't happen again.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm not too concerned. We'll see what happens week two. If it happens again week two, then I'd be very concerned. But not right now. Brock Bowers, like I mentioned, had a pretty good game. He was one of the top targets for Gardner Minshew. So it's a pretty good pick. And then Debo had a rushing touchdown, looked pretty involved in the passing game too last night. So solid pick there, especially starting him at flex. And then Zay freaking Flowers, dude. Zay Flowers looked amazing on Thursday night, but 6 for 37 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the story of him last year too. It's just everything is like literally at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, just a lot of crossing routes, a lot of screens.
If you're not getting a score, he's not going to put up yardage.
He just doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't score enough touchdowns, but he is a good player. Yeah. I think he's always going to be a good flex option, I think.
Yep, for sure. And then, I mean, Donald, your bench is pretty decent. DeAndre Swift, the Bears just looked literally awful. So don't really know what's going to happen there. Eckler was he was playing in the slot. He was playing out wide. So, I mean,
two rushing attempts. That's kind of concerning.
But he had 4 for 52 through the air. Oh, he's hello, Megan. That was a nice cough. and then Tank Dell, that offense is just, it's like, who are you going to feed?
A lot of mouths.
It was not Tank Dell this week.
And they also ran the ball 30 times. So,
yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I'm sure he'll be fine.
Another guy that's going to be good. I think he's going to be good.
Yeah.
Flex play all year.
Yeah. And then Brandon Cooks, who had a really good end of the season last year and just, scored again. I think Dak likes him in the red zone and with Jake Ferguson out.
Yeah. Sneaky, I think a sneaky flex. Good pick there. Sneaky good pick. What, in the last round?
Yeah. Let me go check my draft board behind my bed real quick. Yeah, last round.
Yeah.
Yeah, so not bad. It's looking pretty good, Donald. I don't know if you're going to need another destruction episode this year or not. We'll see. All right. We had Eric take on Matt this week. First matchup of the in-house at OC. Eric cupped these nuts in Laporta potty, courtesy of his wife, and Matt, the albino polar bears, trademarked classic team name.
Back again.
Yep. Eric won this matchup 113-79.4.
Yes.
And we're concerned. We're concerned for Matt again.
We are. I mean, obviously, I think the receivers are pretty solid. That Jameson Williams down there and at the RB2 is gonna be not good for Matt all year. I think he knows it. He definitely knows it. So he might be working some trades.
Did you say Jameson? You mean Javonte Williams?
Oh yeah, Javonte Williams.
It's very confused for a second.
Yeah, the Denver running back.
Yeah,
I mean that's just not a very good team. So
yeah, he just doesn't have another running back. So
yeah, he might be looking for one. So Alex, who has claimed he is drafted running backs simply to trade. Matt?
Yeah. We'll see what Matt
does. Reach out.
Yeah, I mean, Matt's got four really, really high-end receivers.
Plus
Brian Thomas on the bench. So he's got expendable assets for a running back there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I might be in the – I might throw my hat in the ring for that. I don't know. We'll see. But – yeah, Mike Evans looked great. We'll see what happens. I don't want to panic on Matt's team yet. I mean, Kyler had the ground game. He had 57 yards rushing, but he only threw one touchdown. So that's why his scores are down.
He had no other touchdowns from his other receivers. I think DK is going to be fun.
Yeah, I think he'll be fine
too. It was a weird game. He'll be a top 20 guy. I mentioned before, Dawn Kincaid. I know you said you're a little concerned. I'm not concerned. I think Kincaid's going to be a top five tight end this year.
That's what I had him as too. Explosive. Dude, just two. This is like Marvin Harrison, like two targets. Yeah. Which is funny because it's the same game.
Yeah. I think they go back and are like
two targets you thought were going to be number one. Get
more involved.
Two targets you thought were going to be number one on each team got three and two.
Yeah.
So
we'll be better. Jalen Waddle looked good. But Eric's team was carried by a few standout performances.
Yeah. Yeah. And including a guy that's on the bench.
Yeah.
And Jameson Williams. So
Dick scored two touchdowns. They didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Good week from Eric. Quarterback play still not great, but you take that. Christian Watson, horrible start. I don't know why he started him. Just terrible. I don't know if he just wanted a guy in the third. He already had AJ Brown. Horrible start. I don't know why you're not starting Diggs. Or if you take the risk on JMO, but yeah, Christian Watson, bad start.
Period. Yeah, agreed.
He won't be doing that again. But he's probably going to try to do it again just to stick it to me. Like, hey, look, you got 15 this week.
100%. 100%.
But 3 yards or three reception for 13 yards with a bailout touchdown. You're lucky you didn't get like 2 points for Eric. Very lucky.
Didn't even matter because Matt's team was so bad.
Nope. Yep. Did not matter. He could have been high scorer of the week, but he was too stubborn and had to start Christian Watson.
Yeah. No, but I think Eric's feeling good. I mean, almost his entire team had a touchdown.
Yeah.
And he had a bunch on the bench too. So he's feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good about how his players start the year. Okay. Next matchup. Got me taking on Alex. Breece Lightning versus Najee Germany, which
I think this was the most mid game of the week. Point that out as an award.
Okay.
Mid matchup of the week.
Mid receiver play of the week. Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
They went band for band. Band for band receivers.
Yep.
Yeah. And it was all about whose QB and running backs could do better. And it was me in the end. So
Yeah. I think Dak was in for a big week, but
Cleveland D shut him down in the second half.
They got up so much they didn't really throw the ball that much. You don't expect 2.8 out of Amon-Ra.
That just ain't going to happen again.
Very fluky. Yeah, very, very fluky. Obviously not concerned, but that really hurt Alex. Joe Mixon looked really good.
Joe Mixon looked incredible. Yeah,
he looked very good. A lot of usage. Damian Pierce basically just sat on the bench, did nothing all game, as expected.
Yep.
Derrick Henry, kind of
you concerned? Usage. Yeah, you concerned? Kind especially after Harbaugh's comments?
Mm-hmm. Very concerned.
He's just going to be kind of a red zone guy.
Yeah. Trey McBride, someone I'm not concerned about either. Just, I think he's
9 targets. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Kamara.
What do you think about Kamara?
Playing the Panthers, I don't know how much you can put into it. I mean, receivers suck. Just scary, scary performances. Scary Terry with a
I'd be really scared about Terry.
That's scary.
And honestly, I'd be scared about Keenan as well.
And he's got no one to slot up there.
Jerry Jeudy got hurt, I think.
Yeah. Again, even though he's not questionable. He got bailed out with a late touchdown at that.
Najee actually looked pretty decent.
Yeah.
All they're going to do is run the ball. Mm-hmm. He wasn't efficient. 20 for 70 is not efficient, but like he's getting the work. So
yeah. He can be someone that could be up in a flex for sure. And I think Zach Moss is a pretty safe flex guy. It's just your receivers, Alex, are just not good enough.
Don't worry, he's going to trade for one. Mm-hmm. It'll be good. And then my side of the ball.
Yeah, again, we mentioned good running backs.
They carried.
Scary receivers, too.
Yep.
I think you are definitely going to be slotting in Worthy up there into a flex because
Deontay's bad.
Yeah. Real bad.
Really, really bad.
But, I mean, three targets, two receptions, two touchdowns. That's definitely not going to be an every week thing. But, I mean, he just got touchdown potential every week.
Yeah.
And I don't think Deontay Johnson does not have
touchdown not at potential all.
Because yeah. The Panthers don't score touchdowns. Yeah. Amari, concerning. How concerned are you with Amari?
I'm not actually that concerned. They were playing Dallas, who have got a good defense. We know what Deshaun is. I think Deshaun will get a little better during the season.
I don't think he will. He looks like he's, I don't know. He has no zip on the ball.
No. He's just such a weird dude. He's just a weird dude. I don't even know. I'd hate him as a teammate.
He's got a fresh loss.
He just had another loss. Yeah, I read an article about that. It's just disgusting.
I did too. It's weird.
Gross. It's gross, dude. It makes me feel bad.
Did you see on Twitter where some fans like found a burner account defending him, like hundreds of tweets?
Oh my god.
Everyone's saying it's his burner. Yeah.
Probably is.
Really funny.
But I mean, Amari had 9 targets.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not concerned about that at all. It's more just about if they're going to be catchable. And
how many of them are going to be for touchdowns?
Yeah. Well, he actually should have had a touchdown yesterday. He dropped it.
Mm-hmm.
Or not yesterday, on Sunday. So, you know, I would have been too upset if he had 10 points. I'll take that, to be quite honest. If you give me 10 every week, that's why I drafted 3 top-tier RBs. So, And then DJ Moore... less concerned for a different reason, though. I think Caleb Williams will get better.
And he will.
He had 8 targets, and he got paid. Mm-hmm. I think he'll be fine. He'll have big games, and then he'll have games where he'll do what he just did this week, which is 5 for 36, 7.5 points. So it's not great. Can't say I love it. But Xavier Worthy with upside and my running backs are just, I'm hoping, are going to carry me. So.
Yeah.
All right. And then last matchup of the week was you and Jared. Defending champ Jared, putting up the low total of the week. Mahomes to Kelce touchdown. What a shit name, Jared.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. That's actually horrible. I don't understand.
68.6 and Big Booty Butler, 125.7.
What do you think of the name, Gay?
Oh, it's a good name.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a good name. You had a good week. Nothing to be too sad about except that Jordan Love is hurt.
Yeah. And
Christian McCaffrey's hurt.
Uh-huh.
And Diggins is hurt.
I got a lot of injuries already, like I did last year.
Well, that didn't stop you. Didn't stop Jordan Mason.
Thank God I picked up the handcuff. Earlier this week, I think I picked him up on Friday.
Yeah.
Thank God I did.
It would have been a I don't even know what you would have done.
It wouldn't have mattered. I still would have won, but it would have been annoying because I would have had to outbid a lot of people to get him this week.
Yeah.
Especially
considering what he just did.
Mm-hmm. He looked really good.
Yeah, he looked incredible.
He looked really good. I think a lot. I mean, Zamir White. I don't know. I mean, he's going to be.
He got out snapped and carried by Madison.
Mm-hmm. That offense just isn't going to be very good. So you never know. I like the rest of my team. I'm not that concerned about Evan Engram.
One catch, 5 yards.
Yeah.
How many targets?
If he does that,
4 targets.
If I get that next two, three weeks, then I'll probably be concerned. But I mean, Trevor Lawrence is. Historically used him a lot, so yeah, we'll see. Reed with Malik Willis, that I'm praying that Jordan Love doesn't miss too much time, but
that might be spooky.
The saving grace with him, he's gonna get some end around.
Yeah, he'll get gadget plays.
He's gonna get some screens that Malik Willis can hopefully throw 5 yards. So I think he's still playable for sure. Rashee Rice looks really good. Devontae Smith, consistent.
Yeah, he'll get a touchdown every now and then.
I think Josh Jacobs looked pretty good there in the second half. He looked really good. He got a freaking touchdown vultured from Christian Watson. Literal slant on the 1 yard line. What the hell? But Josh Allen, doing Josh Allen things, running in touchdowns, getting 30 points.
That's why I took him.
I like it.
That's why you take him.
Yep. Jared, on the other hand, scary.
Yeah, Jared, again, back to our draft grade. I see the weeks where he's going to put up high numbers, mm-hmm. but then you got this. Like, he's capable of this, which is what's not great. Because it's the receivers. It's not even the running backs, because he's got the running back depth to flex some of these guys in here, but
yeah,
it's these receivers.
And I didn't even notice Kelsey. The Drake London and Bijan stack there. Not intentional, but I don't like that.
Yeah,
there's going to be weeks where they both score touchdowns, but I think there's going to be weeks where
I can see him trying to move either Bijan or London.
Yeah, yeah. He already tried to get Breece from you guys.
Yeah, he did. he did.
Yeah, Mahomes. He's just one of those guys. He's going to have his good fantasy weeks, but he's not like the best fantasy player.
Yeah.
Fantasy player, like he's an like actual.
He just needs manager, you just need like, him to throw four touchdowns every week,
basically. And that's kind of the issue. Calvin Ridley, I don't know. Will Levis
with like maybe the best meme I've seen in a long time, kneeling down, head on his hands.
Yeah, yeah. So good. He's bad. I mean, he single handedly lost the Titans that game.
Yeah, Brian Callahan was like, if we would have punted every drive, we would have won.
Wow, what a quote. Yeah.
And he's not wrong.
He's not wrong. Devin Singletary is – the Giants are just so poop. He's not going to score that many touchdowns. They're going to be down in games. They're going to be throwing. I don't like it. George Pickens actually looked pretty good. He's got some pieces on the bench that he can slot up there for sure. I mean, Ford and B-Rob are absolutely flex plays. I don't know. Kind of concerned. I'd be concerned if I was Jared. I really would.
I would be too. All right. That's the roundup for this week. God, we are pressed on time, guys. So quick, give me an AB award winner of the week.
Whew. I mean, it could be Ty Hill getting arrested.
It could be. That is a very AB move, even though it wasn't his fault. It just happened to.
Yeah.
Could be Alex.
The draft.
Could be Alex. I want to give a sneaky dark horse shot here to Malik Nabers. Because did you see him post-game interview where they were asking him about, like, Jones and like what's going on and stuff. He's like, man, I don't know what happens back there. I just try to run my route and get open. He's like, man, I don't know what's going on back there.
That's just really funny.
I just saw AB comparing it to him running off the field. He's like, this is what Malik Nabers is going to be doing here in a couple weeks.
That's a good shout. Yeah, I like that a lot.
All right. Who you want to give it to? I'll give you your final say.
Malik.
All right, Malik it is then.
Yeah.
Malik Nabers.
We do roll right into an AB tweet of the week.
Oh, yeah. Very quickly get that in here. It's so, a sponsored segment.
Not many
we
poems.
Gotta get it in.
Yeah. Yeah. Not many poems this week, but I did find one. This isn't really a poem, just more of a statement.
But he framed it like a poem.
Or a question. Yeah. But he definitely typed it framed it as a poem. Sorry, I ghosted you. For 3 months, I lost my charger. What are you doing tonight, though?
It's just
AB's looking for a sneaky link.
It's just beautiful. It's beautiful.
On the prowl. And
Oh man, I mean that first line. Read me that first line one more time.
Sorry, I ghosted you.
Oh gosh, what's more AB? What's more AB than that?
Not paying child support.
Maybe. But that's the same thing.
Kind of the same thing.
Exactly. It's beautiful.
It's all in.
The double meanings, the triple meanings. Oh, it's just.
Yeah. It's too good.
Lost my charger.
Oh.
The lies. You know for a fact he did not lose his charger. He's been tweeting.
No.
She sees him on Twitter tweeting. He didn't lose a charger. He lost her number. And that next line? What was that next line?
What are you doing tonight, though?
Oh, God. What's more AB than that? He wants another child. He wants another child.
A good time. That's all he's looking for.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Oh, a little AB. Party at 12 a.m.
Oh, AB. All right. You want to give a quick shout out to that other tweet we were thinking about discussing? The little sponsored tweet.
Oh, yes. So I don't know if it's over yet. You might still be.
There's time. There's time to get in on this.
Still might be good. Yeah. Let me go find this real quick. So if you want a new iPhone, iPhone 15 giveaway, AB is actually giving away an iPhone. All you have to do is like and repost his. Yeah, I think it ends tonight, guys. So if you're listening to this,
get it out quick.
Go to AB's Twitter. You got to like and repost a tweet. You got to follow two crypto scammers on Twitter, and and you have to follow AB and CTSPN account. But that's all you got to do, and you have a chance to win a new iPhone.
Brand new iPhone, man.
Mm-hmm.
Does it come loaded with
in the box?
Twitter.
I mean,
following AB.
This could be a scam too. I actually just see a picture of the box. There might not be an iPhone.
It might just be the box.
Yeah. Oh, what's more? What's more AB than that? Nothing.
Oh man. Oh baby. That's
so
awesome.
If you're willing to take the risk, I don't know. If you want to be spammed by crypto nerds, if it's worth it to you for a new iPhone,
there's your chance.
Yeah, you could enter.
All right, Guy, let's quickly, I'm going to just state the matchups for next week. We're not going to run through. We will think about doing our predictions like we did last year and maybe tracking them down and see who has the most right at the end of the season. But we don't have the time this week. We're already at an hour and 22 minutes. So I play Pappas this week. Eric is taking on Jared. Zach, you're taking on Donald. Matt is taking on Dolan. And Alex is playing Blaze.
You wanna quickly give a matchup of the week?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
Matchup of the week, one to watch.
I think matchup of the week is oof. I think I got to give it to Matt versus Dolan. It's two 0-1 teams.
Mm-hmm.
And
desperate need of some wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone needs to get a leg up here in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Could be pivotal for the season. Yeah, just trying to scrap away wins.
Donald, the only one and one
teams.
Matchup.
Yeah,
you are. No teams. We'll see if I'm down CMC this week. Hopefully not, but I can slot in a nice Jordan Mason again. I'm actually projected the lowest amount here this week.
It's interesting. I mean, Jared is projected the most, and we just don't see that happening. So yeah. You know.
ESPN projections don't matter.
All right, Guy, quickly, because I was just talking about wins here, thinking, how many wins do you think you need to be safe this year in our league to not come in last?
I think five is safe.
You need five to be guaranteed safety?
I think so.
What do you think can edge out second last place? So last year, 3-11 was the bottom of the league.
Mm-hmm.
You think four wins can do it again this year? You think someone's going to be really, really bad?
Yeah, I do think. I think there's going to be a few teams that are pretty bad. I don't know about three. I mean, that's pretty historic for me last year, three wins. I think the loser has four. I think the league loser this year is four.
I think I'm going to agree with you on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think you need five or four and more points.
Yes, points are very important.
Yeah, I mean, Matt had three
when it comes down to it.
And he beat me on points.
Yep, exactly.
It's important.
Yes, indeed. All right, let's see. Let's do one more thing. Let's run through some of your favorite waiver pickups for this week. Okay. And then we can sign out of here.
Okay, yeah, so, let's stroll over here. I think if you need a quarterback, aka Eric, Jay Fields against Denver is looking pretty spicy. I like that play. Running backs, there ain't a lot out there, folks. If you need a running back, the waiver wire probably isn't for you.
Yeah, I mean, Jaleel McLaughlin's the top projected pickup.
Against a pretty good Steelers defense, that's pretty poop. I mean, if you are trying to lose, you'll probably play him.
Yeah. I do want to give a special shout-out here to Tank Bigsby, though.
Yeah, he looked pretty good. He got the same amount of carries.
Yeah, he matched ETN in carries and had more yards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He could be a play.
Or he could be terrible. He could
definitely be a play, yeah. He could be. Well, receiver's the same thing. I think it's a lot of guys that are going to be touchdown dependent. You're not going to get guys that get 8 targets. I mean, if you want to make a play at Alan Lazard, maybe your best option. I think, Rashid Shaheed is good, but he's so touchdown
dependent. He's that high volatile play if you want to inject some high points in your lineup potentially.
If you want a guy that's going to – could get a 60-yard catch, 60-yard touchdown. I mean, he's your guy. Obviously, do not pick up Adam Thielen. That guy's washed. Huge
got targets. Huge got targets, man.
He got 5 targets. I don't know if he dropped any. Maybe he didn't. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I want to give a shout-out to Wandale Robinson at 12 targets. 12 targets for the Giants, but only translated into 8.8 points because Daniel Jones is just terrible.
How many of those were within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage?
Probably a lot, if I had to guess.
Probably 10 of them.
Yeah, probably a lot. And then, you know, you got the... I mean, there's no Puka Nacuas, there's no Kyren Williams pickups from week one like last year.
Nope.
You got some guys that could be okay plays. If we were in full PPR leagues, I mean, Wandale would be great if he's getting 12 targets. Tyler Lockett, I feel like I could see Pappas picking him up for Puka Nacua replacement. And then you got DeMarcus Robinson and Tyler Johnson, who could take some more play time with Puka down. So there's just no one here that you like
feel comfortable starting.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens on the waivers this week. We got one more position to go over, and this is probably the most hot topic.
Yeah.
The Isaiah Likely sweepstakes.
Yeah.
Who's going to win it? Are you bidding?
No, I don't think I'm going to bid because I trust Evan Ingram. And I also think people are going to – I don't know if they're going to – I really don't know how much he's going to go for. Like, I don't have a guess. I don't even know what I would bid if I was bidding.
Yeah, I am bidding, and I don't know what I'm going to do because I'm not sold that he's going to do this every week. I mean, it was a lot of dump-offs at the end in the fourth quarter that he got. I do think, like I said, he'll be more involved in the offense.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, he is good. Like, he is good.
Yeah. But
if you just want to bid and throw him on your bench just in case, like, definitely an option.
Yeah.
If you're not sold on your tight end, maybe.
Yeah. I definitely don't know what people are going to pay. I'm not going to pay an arm and a leg for him like we would have with Puka and Kyren last year.
Mm-mm.
But I feel like, I mean, I don't know what Dalton does. We'll see what happens. I don't know what he's going to go for.
Sure.
We'll see.
You get Freiermuth. I don't know. Freiermuth's always...
There's a couple decent tight... I mean, there's good streaming tight end options if you need one. There's Jawan Johnson scored. There's Freiermuth. He was pretty involved. Colby Parkinson was pretty involved.
Yeah, he was involved.
Okonkwo scored a touchdown. I mean, Mike Gesicki could have had a touchdown.
Yeah, he could catch.
So, you know, there's options.
Tucker Kraft
was very involved, as we know. from Eric. So,
but he only got 3 targets.
Yeah. Also, I found out the Wandale Robinson information for you, guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what his yards per target was?
I'm going to go with like 4.
It was 3.67.
Wow. What a guess for me. That's scary bad.
Yeah. So. All right, boys. That'll be the show for today. Guy, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
No, just glad to be back talking ball.
Yep. It's great to be back.
Yeah.
So much optimism and hope for the season.
Yep.
If you haven't lost it already.
Season. I know. This is just the best time of year.
It is. We got a game on.
We didn't even talk college football.
No, we didn't. We'll get into that, though. We spent a lot of time on draft, so.
Obviously, Michigan lost, so that's a double weekend.
Horns up, baby.
Yep. Just so excited to be back. Best time of the year.
Go on, Sparty.
Yeah.
Top of the Big Ten. You love to see it.
The not ranked Michigan State Spartans. I actually saw their upcoming schedule is ridiculously hard. So look for some depression.
Also, just quick shout out to Pitt for taking a big old dump on UC in their own stadium. That was amazing. I love that.
And Notre Dame losing to Northern Illinois at home.
Yep. Great stuff. Great stuff. Alrighty, boys. AB is going to take us out of here, all right? We will talk to you shortly. Goodbye. Bye-bye.
People of America, it's the all-new Sonic Smasher. Live free, eat Sonic.
You want to live free?
Got two ads to play on an accident. Here we go. Put that on.